Good morning, Ed. We've got another week of beautiful sunshine here in Juneau. What should growers be considering? Is it too late to begin starts?
Oh, not at all. Depends on the varieties and timing, and are your whether your greenhouse is ready or your hoop houses are ready. Is your soil warm enough and all that? But in the meantime, we can be starting right now. Things like the cabbage family, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. We can be starting, we talked last time, I think, about planting kale, mustard greens, spinach in out in the gardens already. But those would be started indoors. And a couple of key points really are starting with some clean pots. Recycled pots are just fine. I've got piles of them. If somebody needs pots, please come out and get a truckload. But anyway, we want to wash pots in a little bit of soapy water and a little bit of bleach solution, and then start with some clean potting soil also, so that we're not introducing some contaminants, potential mold and fungus that could damage the newly sprouting little seeds. I like to pack the pots first with the soil and then water them. And eventually the first watering can be from the top, but once I get my seeds planted, I want to water from the bottom. That way the water seeps up into soil and we're not damaging the little plants by knocking them over when we're spraying on top of them or that sort of thing.
Could you describe the process of hardening off starts to me? How do you suggest keeping them from getting too cold?
That's growing strong enough. Really important. Because we have these nice little, hopefully healthy seedlings indoors under lights where it's nice, you know, 70 degrees, consistent temperature, and no wind, although it's actually worth having a little breeze blowing across them, both for fungus prevention, and it toughens up the stems too. But we need to go into the cool outdoor conditions, which is very different, much brighter, especially on a day like today. So hardening them off is slowly getting them used to outdoor conditions. So this may be you may have your tray full of seedlings and take them outside. Actually, on a cloudy day is better. Or even if it's a sunny day, put them in a shady spot so it isn't so terribly bright. And only doing this for a short time, like an hour the first day, and then 2 hours tomorrow, and then 3 or 4 hours the next day. So you're gradually getting them used to longer time period outdoors. Hopefully, once they are ready for truly transplanting them out there, make sure you keep them watered during that time. And then once we put them into the ground, then we want to protect them still out there. There is some horticultural fabric called Rime or Agribon. It's locally available from the local retailers. That is a very lightweight fabric. And you can just lift that up over the top of the plants. It too provides a little bit of shade, a little bit of frost protection, holds a few degrees of heat, but the rainwater can still go through, the air goes through, some light goes through. So this early protection is really important, and keeping the birds, jays, crows, ravens away from those new little seedlings, as they're curious, what's underneath this stuff? There might be something tasty for us that we want.
So let's talk seed potatoes. If I had some potatoes I wanted to plant, when should I be putting those in the ground? It's been a little chilly downtown still, but is that something that people can start thinking about now?
Well, I just got home last night, so my beds where I'm going to be planting potatoes are covered with clear plastic. Hopefully yours and other people's are too. So the soil, this weather is great for soil warming, obviously, and especially if you got the plastic on top. I've got a soil thermometer to poke in to see how the temperature of the top 4 inches of soil feels. I mean, just feel it with your hands. You can tell the difference between an uncovered bed and a covered bed. I mean, it can be 10, 20, 30 degrees difference. Warmer is better. So seed potatoes have just arrived in town. Mine and other retailers have them. So getting them now, letting them sprout, letting them get 1 to 2 inch sprouts if possible is nice. Big chunks, big potatoes can be cut into smaller pieces with one or two sprouts on each one. And I normally dig a trench down my beds, trench down 6, 8 inches, sprinkle in a balanced garden fertilizer, mix it in the bottom soil, and put my pieces in that trench about a foot apart, and just barely cover them with soil so you can't see them. And I put the plastic back over the top. It's almost like a little mini greenhouse there in that trench. So again, I want that warmer conditions to help stimulate sprouting, stimulate rooting. And then as they grow up 3 or 4 inches, you move the soil from the sides in to cover the potatoes. And that's called hilling.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ed. Happy planting.
Thank you. It's going to be some beautiful weather, and I got new greenhouse pieces coming in later today. So, got to get it ready so I can put those transplants into it. Tomatoes are ready almost.